Recorded Books presents Bedlam Boys by Ellen Gwan, narrated by Kevin R. Free. Chapter 1. Sunset Boulevard was a blur of lights and noise. Too many radios and car stereos, too many people talking and shouting and laughing. Kayla jammed her hands in the pockets of her denim jacket and wished all of it would just go away. At midnight, it seemed like everyone was on the street. All the weird and lonely and professional residents of Los Angeles, the punks and the pretty boys in tight black leather, the women in brightly colored miniskirts, the dealers with too many gold chains beneath their open shirt collars. 10 feet away from where she stood, a nervous-looking blonde man traded cash for a little Ziploc bag with a bored-looking guy in a cowboy hat. Both men stepped back into the shadows of the alley as a black-and-white LAPD patrol car glided past, like a silent shark prowling through the late-night traffic. Leanne and Billy were 20 feet further up the sidewalk, gawking at leather jackets in a storefront window. She took her eyes off the panorama of the street around her and joined them at the window. "Nice stuff," she commented, looking at a tailored leather jacket with metal studs. The price tag said $249, but it might as well have been $1 million. She still couldn't afford it. She leaned against the cold metal bars over the glass and thought about stealing some aspirin. Just the same as every night for the last few months, it felt like someone was pounding on her skull with a hammer. The noise from the traffic only made it worse.
"Guys, okay if we stop someplace for some more aspirin?"
"Another headache?" Billy asked.
"It's nothing,"
Kayla lied.
"You've been having headaches every day for weeks now," Leanne said. "Maybe we should take you to a doctor. What if this is something serious?"
"It's nothing, guys. I'll get some aspirin. It'll go away. There's a quick start down the street. We can stop there."
A red convertible slowed on the street next to them, the man in the driver's seat calling out to them. "Hey, chickies, want a party?" Billy glared at the driver until he shrugged and looked away. The convertible pulled away back into the traffic.
"We could have just let him buy us some dinner and drinks," Leanne said softly. "Nothing more than that."
Leanne had a hungry look in her eyes, the way she stared wistfully after the fancy red convertible. Kayla thought about the man, and that he had a hungry look in his eyes, too. A different kind of hunger. Billy shook his head.
"He'd want something for his money, wouldn't he? And then we'd end up in a situation like last weekend with you and Nick."
Leanne, already pale under the streetlights with her white blonde hair and very fair skin, turned even paler. That had been an awful night, one that Kayla thought they wouldn't survive. Nick, a local businessman, had been watching Leanne for a few days. When Kayla and Billy were busy buying Cokes from a street vendor, Nick told Leanne that he wanted her to work for him. Billy and Kayla weren't his style. Billy was too mean-looking, with that knife scar on his chin and that cold, blue-eyed, don't-mess-with-me look. A trick that he said he'd learned from his old man, who was currently up for armed robbery in Folsom. Not at all like the pretty boys on Melrose Avenue. And Kayla, with her long brown hair and green eyes that were too big for her face, knew she just wasn't cute enough for the chicken hawks either. Leanne, on the other hand, was drop-dead gorgeous, blonde and with the face of an angel, and she attracted men like a magnet, especially slime balls like Nick.
"Maybe Billy telling Nick to go sit and spin wasn't the best idea," she thought.
Billy and Nick had screamed at each other for 15 minutes. Nick had stormed away, and they were walking down the street 2 hours later when he and some friends had pulled up in Nick's blue Chevy, waving a pistol at them. It had been a fast run through the back streets of Hollywood with Nick screaming curses in two languages at them, until they'd managed to lose him by climbing over several fences and hiding in a gardening shed in someone's backyard. But even after a night like that, she knew that getting out of that latest foster home
Sample complete. Ready to continue?